Egypt's anti-coup alliance, led by the Muslim Brotherhood, held nationwide rallies to protest against the presidential bid. A former army chief who is under his command, the army ousted country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, last year. The protests were also held in solidarity with ongoing student protests, which have gripped Egyptian universities since the start of the academic year. Demonstrators called for the release of all political prisoners who they say are unlawfully detained since the army's coup.
Many of us are not happy at all with what's happening. Wide-scale detentions, mass killings, and endless violence. After we made a revolution that inspired the whole world, the army generals are countering this revolution by all means.
According to rights groups, 14 students have been killed in clashes with security forces since September. Students belonging to the now-banned Muslim Brotherhood have been especially vocal against the new interim government and the military, which they accuse of orchestrating a coup against Morsi. The continuing protests and clashes have not deterred the Egyptian government from following its announced political roadmap, which entails presidential elections in May to be followed by parliamentary elections.
The situation is deteriorating day after day, and the aid the government is getting from Persian Gulf countries won't last for long.
At this point, it seems that former head of the army, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, will be running against leftist candidate Hamdine Sabahi, as they are the only two candidates which fulfilled new government's requirements for running for president. Whoever will come into power in the next elections will have an endless list of obstacles, including real economic hardships facing the country after 3 years of turmoil and a large section of society that feels betrayed and targeted since the removal of President Morsi from power. Karim Gamereddin, Press TV, Cairo.